Oh, hello. Is that David Toffield?
Yeah, speaking, yeah.
Yeah, hello, David. I'm sorry to have disturbed you. I'm calling you from... well, I'm a designer. I'm a creative producer, and I'm calling on behalf of Lordship Windows. I'm building a website, and I've come to the testimonials page, and they gave me your number because they seem to remember you being a fairly happy customer.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll just ask you a couple of questions if you don't mind. So,
go on.
Yeah, how did you first find Lordship Windows?
Blimey. How did I find Lordship Windows? I think I was recommended by somebody and I can't remember who. Somebody recommended them to me. They said try. I had a problem, to tell you the truth, I had a problem with other window companies.
Right.
Mainly self-employed people who were putting windows in.
Yes.
But the making good wasn't particularly good. They weren't giving proper guarantees. They were saying that they were fenced to a registrar and they weren't.
Yes.
So they say, we're fenced to a registrar, this and the other. I say, oh, yes, fine, yeah, come on. They give you a fairly good price, but the standard of the workmanship, especially after the windows were put in, was very poor.
Right.
When I used Lordship, the standard of the workmanship was pretty high at the end. Actually, yes. All the making good was done very, very well to a good standard, and that's what I found. That's why I've used them, and that's why I'm using them again now. So
right, yeah.
And so
I think experience is what counts. I mean, they've been in the business over 30 years, and they know
what they're doing. Yeah, and also a 10-year guarantee really gives you a good buffer as well. You know, when you go to the clients and you say to them, because I do contract work, so most of my work is I'm actually putting, you know, I'm building extensions and things, but again, nor should put the windows in because I've got that 10-year guarantee, and also it really goes well with the clients. You see.
Yeah.
Because you get that bit of the insurance back, you know, guarantee thing, so it's good. But the workmanship's good. So
when you first discussed what you were going to buy, did they send a rep to your house? How did it work?
I phoned up a guy who was a contract manager at Lordship, and he came down to me.
Yes.
And he went through the window, but they got a brochure as well, so that was quite good having the brochure. I mean, the brochure is very useful. A lot of guys wouldn't have a brochure like that, or even small guys, or even small window companies wouldn't have a brochure. That was very useful.
Yeah.
And basically with that type of window with double glazed units, you can design the windows yourself. So when you talk to somebody, you know you can design the windows with them, what you actually want, and design with the customer. Really, it's between the three of you. You know, the contractor, the customer, what it wants, and also the person who comes down. So, and I found that was easy to talk to people like that, and you get what you're asked for. But I mean, when you design windows, I think it's very important that you keep in the same style of probably what's in the street there already, and you keep all your bars in line and things like that. And that's very useful as well, you know, to talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about. But
once you ordered the windows, how long was it before the work started?
3 to 4 weeks, it is.
Right, okay, but of course they have to be made, so
they have to be made. The first job I did, I think they turned over it quite quickly in 10 days, but that was quite a smaller job. This one's a big one, quite a lot, because they're in windows front and back. At the end of the day, it's the quality, you know, I'm used to it in the game that you have to wait, but it's the quality of the work at the end to make sure the work's done well. I mean, you don't mind waiting an extra week or so if somebody can come in. But if you get even, and I've worked with Everest and Anglian as well, they all take 3 to 4 weeks. So,
right.
So it doesn't matter, you know. They're much more expensive, Anglian, and they're ridiculous prices, you know. But Lordship are just as good as them anyway, so it doesn't make any difference, you know, in the end.
Right.
So you always want a reasonable price for the work, you know, as well. So,
yes.
So I found, I've got a lot of pluses on my side as a contractor. So,
yeah, let me ask you. You know, the first job that was done, was that in somebody's home, or was it?
It's somebody's home. It was. Yeah, I built a porch, and the people had double glazed windows in the front as well done. So they built a porch for me, and then they did the double glazing in the house. So only on the front, I think, only on the front on that one.
Were they respectful to the person's home when they?
Fine. Yeah. They got a very good team, which I always ask for the same team.
Oh right, okay.
Come back. I haven't worked with other teams, I only worked with one, so
yes.
And I've asked for this guy to come back, so I've probably got to wait an extra week for him to finish another job.
Yeah.
And I've got on very well with him, so I've always asked for the same team to come back. So
I see.
So
obviously the work's carried out definitely to your satisfaction.
I'm pleased with it. I was with Newsom, and I'm a contractor, so if somebody mugs me around or the work isn't particularly good, they don't do any work. I don't normally argue with people. I just don't use them again.
Yeah, so you would recommend Lortie Window?
Oh yeah, I have recommended them. I'm on to another job already, so
yes,
I would always recommend them. Yeah, I don't have a problem with them at all. So
if you had to give them a rating out of 5. David, what would it be?
Five out of 5 would be fine with me, really. It's not really a problem.
Okay.